for the first time, college and universities are seriously looking at their course structures and trying to figure out ways to save money, not only on the administrative side, but on the way they educate students. And it may be the case that the traditional classroom model of lecture and then discussion is going to go away. And it's going to be replaced, especially for introductory and remedial classes, by the use of technology and interactive types of learning. And so you will have less need for professors. So that's one thing that is happening. We're definitely going to see this happen in public higher education, especially at community colleges. The second thing is that we've had a transformation in the United States in which we no longer think about the social value of education. The focus is all on the private value, and the notion is that students should sort of pay for it themselves. But I think more and more, as we realize that the well-being of our population as a whole depends upon having a highly educated workforce, hopefully we will get back to the notion of the social value of higher education, and that eventually there will be more public support. And that's absolutely essential, because 80% of our students get educated in public institutions of higher education. And so what we really have to worry about is sort of restoring the strength of our public higher education systems and devoting more resources to them.